Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Endtown play. Well, plays. This is play 2, The Fall of Adam and Eve, the second of 10 so far in the can. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope to keep the pressure up in 2020, so that I have the first half out on the podcast by the end of the year, and the second half, hopefully, recorded by the end of the year. But if you want to help that happen, become a patron today at www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support is vital. Or buy us a coffee at coffee.com. That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. If you've listened to our Chester explorations, then obviously there's another version of the play you can compare this with. We've done an exploration and a full cast audio version of the Chester Fall of Adam and Eve. And there will be two more versions of the same story from Norwich coming up in a few weeks' time. And we'll be looking at this play a couple more times in slightly different ways in a few weeks' time. So this isn't the end yet. Oh yeah, we're really getting into Adam and Eve. We like some apple-biting action. There are lots of different digital and physical editions out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the text. Workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019, there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays will one day be released. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 2 of the Endtown sequence, The Fall of Adam and Eve. Enjoy. Creation of the world. Shall we move on? Shall we stick with the same god, the same serpent slash demon figure for Richard? If you could be Adam, if you could be Eve, that sort of fits well. I'll be a random angel, because I can. Obviously, the serpent, I think I have actually... I haven't regularised it, so it could technically be a separate character, the serpent and the demon. Though it could be the serpent works for the demon, or it's just he's revealed as Satan later on, which I think is the much more plausible kind of thing. Okay, God, you've got to create the world, yeah? So, and some of it's not biblically in order, but never mind, that's fine.
Now heaven is made for angels' sake, the first day and the first night. The second day, water I make, the waking also full fair and bright. The third day, I part water from earth, three and every growing thing, both herb and flower of suet smelling. The third day is made by my working. Now make I the day that shall be the fourth.
Welcome.
Sun.
Welkin
works in that.
Yeah. I'll double check that. But anyway, so you're 4 days in. You've just finished your first stanza. Good work there, God.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got to the end of the third day.
Yeah, end of you're just starting the fourth. The fourth.
Sun and moon and stars also, the fourth day I make in same. The fifth day, worm and fish that swim and go, birds and beasts, both wild and tame. The sixth day, my work I do, and make the man, Adam be name. In earthly paradise, without and woe, I grant thy bidding, lass thou do blame. Flesh of thy flesh, and bone of thy bone, Adam, here is thy wife and make. Both fish and fowls that swim in and gone, to every each of them a name thou take. Both tree and fruit and beast are con, red and white, both blue and blake. Thou gave them him name, be thyself alone, herbs and grace, both beasts and brake. This wife thou give name also, look that ye not cease. Your fruit to increase, that there may be press, me worship for to do.
We'll just pause there, because there's lots of... That's a much more fiddly... It's a fiddlier sod, isn't it?
Fiddly old bugger, and...
I grant thee bidding less. Well,
I think that's less biding. So he's biding, allowing them to bide in paradise. Lass thou do...
Unless thou do blame...
Unless you piss on the parade or
something. Yeah, so the lass is a contraction of unless, presumably, isn't it? Thou do blame. Unless thou do blame. Yeah. That's a sort of sight read, though, isn't it?
Well, quite. That's why I was sort of...
Unless your behaviour be blameworthy.
Mm. Yes.
So 6 days, it didn't take long before he's straight into a, make the man. So there's stage business, basically, going on here as Adam is created. No stage direction notation in the text as it stands. I should point out that I'm not sure that it's even listed as technically a separate play. I must double check that in the manuscript. It may just follow on, and it's just been artificially called play two because it follows on pretty naturally, doesn't it? So in terms of thinking of it, this is all one thing, I think. Anyway, Adam, introduce Adam to paradise, please, sir. Unless there's any additional thoughts about...
No, I mean, there are a number of...
There's a number of little things.
The stanza before that, there are a few words that probably need a gloss.
Yeah.
Now come forth, Adam, to paradise. There shalt thou have all manner thing, both flesh and fish and fruit of price. All shall be buxom at thy bidding.
Adam can improvise some... Ooh! Ah!
Here is pepper, pan, and sweet licorice. Take them all at thy liking, both apple and pear and gentle rice. But toucheth now this tree that is of cunning. Sorry, but just toucheth not this tree that is of cunning.
That's probably nout, isn't it, rather than not. Yeah. So touch nout this tree that is of cunning. Is the absence of an additional E in tree an indication of that it's a short E of a tree?
Yeah, no, I think it is. It's got to be tree kill story, isn't it?
Yeah, in terms of way we're telling it.
Here is pepper, pian. Can you just
digging out a list of things to look up actually out of that one.
It's something they would have used, in cooking liberally, and was.
Except that at the time, pepper was one of the most expensive commodities.
Well, hence it's in paradise.
I'm thinking Milton.
Peony, actually.
Peony?
Peony, that's what it's got here. I'm not saying it's right. Sometimes these things do come up with some really odd things. I'm just checking whether licorice is...
Well, it would be worth checking whether there's anything in the plant which is usable.
Medicinal.
Medicinal
herb. Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Never.
And it is licorice, as in licorice, yes. The licorice plant. So apple and pear and gentle rice. I'll just check that is rice. That is rice, yes. So pepper, peony and sweet licorice.
There's a definite poetry about it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's more of
a poem than a cookery book.
Well, I think it's the thing, you're showing off your all the good points of the property. So, it's almost an estate agent. And then you turn, this tree is of cunning. I like that, the idea of the tree of knowledge, cunning, and that as a word that's shifted its meaning slightly over time. That's quite a thing. Yeah. I think it's unique, actually, it's being called that in any of the cycles.
Yeah.
Except possibly this one.
Well, the modern German would be kennen, I think. Chaucer talks about kenning, which basically is just, it is
thinking,
knowing.
Yeah.
As in Do You Ken John Peel?
Well, yes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So
Lowland
so maybe
as well as, yeah.
Cunning is wrong, that should, in maybe kenning is a better meaning for the modern connection.
Well, you used to describe people as canny, didn't you?
Would yes. They all seem to come from the same sort of roots,
it's
what's the etymology? He wonders. For a future time. He says to the notation system, future Robert, deal with that. Okay, let's carry on.
Oh, right. All things saf this for thee is wrought, everything modern French sauf, S-A-U-F, except.
Mm.
So where are we?
All things
saf
this.
Yeah.
All things
save this. Save would be the modern English, yes. But I think you're right about the French connection, shall we say.
Yes, it is safe, isn't it? Because you can have everything you like except the country.
I defer to you
because
my French is appalling.
Okay. Go from touch not that.
Well, if I go from here is pepper, peony, and sweet licorice. Take them all at thy liking, both apple and pear and gentle rice. But touches not this tree that is of cunning. All things save this for thee is wrought. Here is all thing that shall thee should please. Already made unto thine ease. It not this fruit may nor me displease. For that thou darest, thou scapest nought. Now I have made all thing of nought. Heaven and earth, fowl and beast, to all thing that mine hand hath wrought, I grant mine blessing that ever shall last. My way to heaven is ready south, a working I will the seventh day rest, and all my creatures that be about, of my blessing ye have both east and west. A working the seventh day ye sees, and all though that sees of labouring here, the seventh day, without and wear, and worship me in good manner, they shall in heaven have endless peace.
I do love heaven or hefni as a spelling. I mean, F as instead of V is seems to be a constant here actually in places,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's Suffolk, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
heaven.
Has a bit Suffolk.
That is good.
Yeah, hefni. Yeah. How Suffolk can you make out at Eve? Go on, give it a go.
Seventh day.
Seventh.
Adam, go forth and be prince in place, for to heaven I speed my way. This wight well locust do chase, and ghostly govern thee as I say.
Holy Father, blessed thou be, for I may walk in wealth anew. I find dates great plenty, and many field fruits full every bough. All this wealth is given to me, and to my wife that on me lay. I have no need to touch yon tree. Agents, my lords, while to work now, I am a good gardener. Every fruit of rich name, I may garden with glee and game. To break that bond I were to blame, that my lord had me kept here.
There's a couple of interesting things in there. You went for given, but I wonder whether the connection with the word govern works. All this wheel is and it does work as given. I just wonder whether it's just the governing. You've been governance. I know.
The given thing makes sense.
The given makes sense. But it's just that interesting connection. Even if it's not actually how you'd perform it, it's just an interesting thought.
Govern is the idea of overseeing, and he is the gardener of the Garden of Eden.
I think in practical terms, it's given, but it's an interesting thought in terms of as an actor to look at that and think that's part of it.
The end of the following line. L-O-W-H.
That
on me.
Lao. I think the H is basically redundant. Because it's got a rhyme with bow and now, hasn't it?
See why it's there for the rhyme scheme. It's just what the meaning is.
Let's have a little look.
Unless that's his...
It could just be simply command. Low.
You're lower than...
And it's just pronounced Lao. I love it when you find the word and it says, no, look at it, spelt slightly different somewhere else. Just put it in twice, you bastards. Really, really hate that, as well as endnotes.
Well, we're all on a gog now, so...
L-A-W-H. There we are. Laugh.
What?
Or smile.
Smile.
On me, smile.
So that doesn't
refer to the wipe. That refers back to the wealth.
And to my wife that on me smiles.
So you send WYF is wealth rather than wife.
No, all this wealth is given to me and my wife. All this wealth that smiles on us.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
But the wife is smiling on me.
Yeah, but it's a totality.
Long,
I think it's both the wealth and to my wife. So the wealth smiles on the wife as well as you, I think, is what he's saying.
In a way, it would be love, you know, in the fact that they're given to all this, and his wife and I do love it, you know. But it doesn't.
I don't think Adam has that emotional sophistication. he doesn't usually.
There's an awful lot of two-dimensionality in.
These,
isn't there?
And it is the beginning of the patriarchy.
Oh, it is. Oh, and boy, yeah. Boy, is it going to be. Give it a moment, and it gets worse. To break that bond, I were to blame that my lord bade me keep in here. I like that. I have no need to touch yon tree.
Yeah.
Bless. Okay, Eve. I think. Do you follow on that thought, and then there's a slight break before you move somewhere else? I think that may be it.
Well, we may be both blithe and glad our Lord's commandment to fulfil with.
Now, is it Feely or Fell? With Feely fruits we be we fair fad.
Fell would be the wrong meaning in common sense.
Yeah, I think it's probably go for Feely, I think, or Felle or something like that. I will have a quick look, just double check.
Please do.
The problem with some of these words is they will have exactly opposite meanings depending on context.
Mm. We're beginning to discover that, aren't we?
Yeah. But generally, excellent. Much. Many. Many much or excellent. Many or excellent. Both which seems to work.
Oh, German feel.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Fad.
German feel meaning.
Fad.
Many.
Feel, many. Yeah.
Sorry, feel. You're the linguist, I'm...
Yeah.
Well, what would we use basically? Anyway, play around with it, Liz. We've many or wonderful fruits.
Right, with fairly fruits be we fair fad, wounder doused, and ne'er on ill. Mm.
Never on ill. It's good. These are. So, wonder, go with wonder.
Oh, yes, wonder. Dowsett, and ne'er on ill.
Yeah, so there's all these marvellous fruits. Wonder, dowsett, I'll just check dowsett. That gives us some sense of what the hell that
is. Sweet, possibly.
I think it's,
you've got sweet earlier on when you've got what looks like suet. Mm. When you did your earlier bit, it was sweet, wasn't it?
Sweet, yes, absolutely. Wonderful, sweet, and never on ill. So they're never bad. They're really, you know, these fruits are always lovely.
Right.
Go back to the top. I'm afraid to give it some welly.
Give it a run up.
We may be both blithe and glad our Lord's commandment to fulfil. With feely fruits we be fair fad. Wonder dowsett and ne'er on ill. Every tree with fruit is spread. Of them to take us pleasure by us till our wits will rake, till our wits will rackle, and overed and bad. Sounds like they've overeaten till they're sort of sick to the back teeth.
Our wit will rackle, and overdone bad.
Mm.
Oh. It's a bad thing for our wits to go against our Lord's will in any wise. I think that's where it's.
Well, it says for us to take this pleasure till us till our wits.
Yeah, but that's a full stop. That's a full stop after till.
Till, yeah, our wits were rakled.
So overdone is fine, bad. But rakil.
Well, raked basically. So our wits were raked and overdone bad if we forfeit against our Lord's will in any wise. Mm.
Our wit were rakel and overdone bad to forfeit against our Lord will in any way wise. In this garden, I will go see all the flowers of fair beauty and taste and the fruits of great plenty that be in paradise.
Because she comes across as really nice there. She's like, I would never go against our Lord. I'm just going into the garden.
But I'm just going to enjoy what's there.
Yeah, and you know, the accent really works. It fits her very, very well. Go, serpent.
Hail, fair wife and comely dame. This fruit to eat the counsel. Take this apple and eat the same. Oh, this fruit is best, as I thee tell.
Was that apple to eat, I were to blame. From joy our Lord would have us expel. We should die and be put out with shame. Enjoy a paradise, never more to dwell. God himself says said. This said, what day of that fruit we ate with these words? God did us three. Did us threat, yeah. God did us threat that we should die our lives to let. Therefore, I am afraid.
Of this apple, if ye will bite, even as God is, so shall ye be. Wise of cunning as I you plight, like unto God in all degree. Sun and moon and stars bright, fish and fowl, both sound and both sun and sea, at your bidding both day and night. All things shall be in your pasty. Ye shall be God's peer. Take this apple in thine hand, and to bite thereof, thou fond, take another to thine husband. Thereof have thou no dwear.
So wise as God is in his great main, and forlorn in cunning fain would I be.
Eat this apple, and in certain that I am true son shalt thou see.
Now, is that where the apple biting happens? Is it? Yes, it must be.
I think so.
Yes.
Because she's going to go and tell him all about it.
Yes,
so
that
must
be bite. Just write that one in.
Well, it seems in the next one.
They might do it together. Yeah.
Suicide pact. Excellent.
Of this apple I shall assay, she says.
Yeah. Ah, right.
To make him to eat. She'll eat it first.
Yeah.
This she returns to Adam and talks to him. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So maybe not, maybe not.
Yeah, so this is the first bit down to that stage direction is effectively a promenade speech, isn't it?
Well, again, we
should be.
It's always difficult to tell, but it sort of would work that way. There's some kind of journeying going on, isn't there? I'm just checking fellow.
Whereabouts are we on?
Eve's line, and fellow in cunning, fain would I be.
She wants to be as clever as
I think
as
fellow
God.
Works perfectly yeah. well, but it's just slightly different. Equal, friend, associate, fellow. Yes, I think fellow's fine. Anyway,
to mine husband, with hateful fain, this apple I bear, as thou biddest me, this fruit to eat, I shall assain, and wise as God is, and if we may be, and God's peer as myth of might, to mine husband I walk my way, and of this apple I shall say, to make him to eat, if that I may, to this fruit to bite.
Is there a sense of... it's interesting, because we have the same sort of structure as the serpent's bit earlier, and we have it twice with you. It's like, I'm going to go with the apple... I will have a bit. I will, but I'll go to him. And is it indecision or excitement? What are those?
Well, she has been told not to do it, so she's very hesitant about. Even if this other guy says, you know,
if we may be,
doctrinally, she needs to be seen. Well, the serpent is obviously the tempter, but she needs to be seen as the temptress.
She's the guilty one. Yes, she's always going to be guilty.
And it's this thing, it's you because you lead the halfway point in those lines, if we may be, if that I may, and it follows on from the serpents, if you will bite. It's the power of if sort of being presented. Anyway, line of Latin, have we got to that?
No, that's a stage direction.
Yes, I know it's stage direction.
This to him, she comes to Adam.
Yeah. So travelling, as we said. So you've travelled.
And talks to him.
And talk to him. And she's thusly, now, probably,
she's
isn't
now,
it? Yes.
She's now addressing him.
Yes. So, chat to Adam. Adam, I don't know what you were doing. You know, be attentive.
Not eating.
I'm sure this is important.
Doing some gardening.
Yes, hoeing away, boy. Yes, I was.
Getting a bean spraying.
Getting on with his work rather than lallygagging.
Yeah. You are being mat spreading, girl.
Bit of weed.
Get off the tractor.
My seemly spouse and good husband, listen to me. Sarah, are you pray, and take this fair apple in all your hand. Thereof of a morsel bite, and I say, to eat this apple. Look, ye may fond, God's forlore to always, to be always, all his wisdom to understand, and God's peer to be for I. All things for you for to make, both fish and fowl, sea and sound, bird and beast, water and land, this apple. That's like, do you take, isn't it? That's a bit sad. This apple you take out of mine hand, a bite thereof you take.
I dare not touch thin hand for dread of our Lord God omnipotent. If I should work after the reed of God our maker, I should be shent. If that we do this sinful deed, we shall be dead by God's judgment. Out of thin hand with hasty speed, cast out the apple and on present, for fear of God's threat.
Of this apple, if thou wilt bite, God's equal, God's peer thou shalt pite. So wise of cunning, I thee plight this fruit, if you will eat.
And again, if...
Bloody get it, man.
If...
Get it down. Apple a day. If we it eat, ourself we kill. As God has told, we should be dead. To eat that fruit and my life to spill, I dare not do after thee reed.
A fair angel thus said to me, Till, to eat this apple, take never no dread. Oh, that is so suffering. Take never no dread.
Double negative.
So, cunning as God in heaven hill, thou should be within a stead.
Thou shalt soon be within a stead. So
thou shalt soon within a stead. Therefore, this fruit you eat. Who eat?
Of God's wisdom for to leer, and in cunning to be his peer. Of thine hand I take it here, and shall some taste this meat.
So when does she eat?
That's a moot point.
Maybe she did eat earlier, because the Latin this is just Adam speaks.
Because Adam suddenly has this moment of indecision. But it doesn't seem that she's eaten it yet.
An interesting too that she refers to the serpent as a fair angel.
Mm.
Yes.
Which, of course, Lucifer was.
Yes.
Yes.
But presumably the serpent, I mean, presumably they get an anaconda to play this.
Well, it depends on your definition.
You would.
Well, the costuming in, I think, I can't remember if it's Chester or not, but there's one of them where the serpent starts off as a beautiful bird and gets stripped back into being a serpent-like figure, and that's what God then immediately does to him.
Hang on, what? No, bird, serpent? South American, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
But is the
Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So there's an interesting question as to precisely what the serpent's supposed to look like at the beginning.
Yeah.
Is it a beautiful, you know, fallen angel figure that then gets pushed onto his belly? Because that's, I think, how Chester describes it. He then is forced down onto his belly and becomes serpent-like.
Well, it's interesting because Eve sees it as a beautiful angel.
Mm.
Mm.
So she doesn't see it as a serpent.
Because, you see, if you saw a hissing serpent, I'd run a mile. But if it's a lovely, beautiful bird, well, I'd probably still run a mile. But, it's a bloody talking bird. But, yeah.
Oh, God, it's the fucking mother.
Yes, a big bird turns up. Here, have the apple. Okay, anyway, I think we're getting off track a tiny bit. But good points, which I think are very, very interesting.
But it makes it, whichever way, this is a more sophisticated piece of writing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes, I mean, this is two or three levels above the previous piece we did, yes. Isn't it?
Yeah. It's a slightly different pattern of... No, it's about the same pattern of verse. So...
But then again, it is a more inherently dramatic situation.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And there's more of a story to play.
I mean, the question I'm asking on a dramaturgical level is this a Eve being a drug pusher, or is this a suicide pact? You know, what is the relationship to what you're doing with the apple, which we haven't found an answer to, but we don't have to today. We'll come back to this.
I'd go more with the pusher aspect.
Yeah, but we can when we get this on its feet in a future session, we can make some more interesting decisions. We're not rushing through and abandoning these things. This is just the beginning of a process. Shall we move on? However, Adam has his moment of crisis, and I think you need to be probably ridiculously over the top. Probably, I don't know.
As in woe, woe, and thrice woe.
Exactly. Yes,
they've all got it in for
me. We haven't had a well away yet, but I'm sure one will turn up.
Of God's wisdom for to Lear, and in cunning to be his peer, of thine hand I take it here, and shall some taste this meat. Alas, alas, for this false deed, my fleshy friend, my foe I find. Shameful sin doth us unheed. I see us naked before and behind. Our Lord's word would we not dread. Therefore we be now caters unkind. Our poor privates, is that privates?
Privities is probably yes.
I know they're going to hide themselves.
Depending on how you want to pronounce it. But yes, it's basically our poor
the meat and two veg are on display.
Whoa, what the hell? What's this? I've never noticed these before.
And the latest title for this one is The Muppets Do Porn.
Okay, pull it back, Pete. Okay, our poor privates.
Our poor privates for to hide. Some fig leaves fain would I find, for to hide our shame. Woman, lay this leaf on thy private, and with this leaf I shall hide me. Great shame it is, us naked to see, our Lord God thus to grame.
Alas, that ever that speech was spoken that false angel said unto me. Alas, our Maker's bidding is broken, and I have touched his own...
Deer tree.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have touched his own deer tree. Our fleshly eyen been al all loken, naked for sin. Yourself, ourself we see. That sorry apple... Sorry?
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
that sorry apple that we have soaken to death hath brought my spouse and me right grievous is our shame.
Now that's suffolk, isn't it?
Right grievous is our sin of mickle shame.
Yeah.
I do know alas that ever this apple was grow to dreadful death. Now we throw in pain us ever to pine.
Oh, it's gone well. I think you must both eat the apple at relatively close quarters at that stage direction. You must do it at the same time because you don't have any of this reaction before then, do you? No. So it's a suicide pact. It's
demanded for the apple marketing board.
Yeah, oh, and it's this thing. Oh, we notice we're naked, so it's shame. This shame of our body. God, it's self hatred on a stick, isn't it? And privity, I think it must be privity. Privets. Oh, poor privets.
Must be the cold.
That might work as well, actually. Anyway, we'll go. God wonders what's going on, and we're nearly at the end.
Adam, that with mine hands I made, where art thou now? What hast thou wrought?
Lord, for sin our flowers do fade. I hear thee voice, but I see thee naught.
Adam, why hast thou sinned so soon, thus hastily to break my bone? And I made thee master under none, truly of every tree. O tree, I kept for my own, life and death therein I know. This sin from life now thee has thrown, from death I must not flee.
Lord, I have wrought agents thy will, I spared Nat myself to spill. The woman that thou took me till...
Oh, thanks.
She brought me thereto. It was her counsel and her rede. She bade me do the same deed. I walk as worm withouten weed, away as shroud and show.
I'm just going to pause there. Now, this is very traditional. This turns up in Chester as well. It's even worse in Chester, because what Chester happens is the moment Eve is made, Adam goes and goes, oh, you are so beautiful, so wonderful. I will call you Virago, because you are such a wonderful person. And then later on, the moment this happened, he goes, I knew she'd be trouble.
Yeah.
The moment I saw her, I knew she was going to be awful. It's just, he's just such a shit. And it's nice to see you're continuing the tradition, because the audience reaction from this is you're going, and that's, I think, a perfectly reasonable audience reaction, which is going, okay,
and I notice, in fact, she does refer later on to a worm with an angel's face.
So,
yeah, which is the point at which she's realised it's a serpent.
Yeah,
there's got to be several candidates in the cabinet for that.
I don't think you can keep it narrowed down to just the cabinet. Anyway, let's continue the rise of the patriarchy as Deus continues.
Woman, that art this man's wife, why hast thou stirred your brother's strife? Now ye be from your fair life, and are deemed for to die. Unwise woman, say me why, that thou hast done this foul folly, and I made thee a great lady, in paradise for to play.
Lord, when thou wentest from this place, a worm with an angel's face, it heightest to be full of grace. The fruit that we eat, I did his bidding. Alas, alas, now we be bounden in deathless. I suppose that was Satanas. To pain he gan us, Pete.
Thou worm, and with thy wiles weak, thy false fables, thee be full thick. Why hast thou put to this prick in Adam and his wife? Thou, the burden my bidding hath broken, out of who yet art ye not broken. In hell a log thou shall be loken, and never no more lash life.
I shall thee say wherefore and why I did him all this villainy, for I am full of great envy, of right and wicked hate, that man should live above the sky, whereas sometime dwelled I, and now I am cast to hell's sty, straight out at heaven gate.
I think that's probably go for wrath and wicked hate rather than right and wicked hate.
Yeah.
There's another one. Yeah. It's interesting, death's prick, death sting earlier.
Well, death sting, yes.
So it's because there is that thing with death being wandering around, actually with a cudgel, and just basically whacking.
Death, where is thy sting-ling-ling?
Exactly. Yes. Anyway, God, your often one.
Again, yes. Adam, for thou that happily boot, against my bidding well I woot, go tell this meat, with swink and swoot, unto this life's end. Go naked, hungry, and barefoot, at both herbs, grease, and root, thy bale hath none other boot, as rich in world thou wend. Woman, thou sowest this sinning, and bade him break mine bidding. There, foul, thou shalt be underling to many's burning bend. What he bideth thee, do that thing, and bear thy children with great groaning, in danger and in death dreading, unto this life's end. Thou wicked worm, full of pride, foul envy since there be thy side, upon this gut thou shalt glide, as worm wrecked in kend, till a maiden in middle earth be born, defend, I warn thee before, through her thy head shall be to torn, on womb away thus wend.
Oh, not bloody elves as well.
Sadly, that's where Tolkien got it from. Well, obviously, Middle-earth is just earth, and the heavens is the top bit, and the hell is the bottom. But it does make it a bit of a bugger to perform in modern day, because everyone's going, no, not hobbits.
At thy bidding, foul, I fall. I creep home to my stinking stall. Hell pit and heaven hall should do thy bidding, bone. I fall down here a foul freak. For this fall I gin to quake. With a fart my breech I break. My sorrow cometh full soon.
I think it's soon and boon.
Soon,
isn't it?
Soon,
yeah, boon, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I noted there was a one earlier. Bone, yeah. was and it's just he can't resist the fart. Fart
gags.
Exit with a fart.
Yeah, fart gags.
Was it the penultimate line you had last time? Was the fart line? I think it was the penultimate line.
Yes.
But it's like you exit with a fart every time.
Yeah. But in terms of strategy, Satan actually has got nothing to lose.
No. He's already in hell. Yeah.
And you get a sense of this in Milton as well. I mean, this is about, you know, Milton is on the devil's side and blah, 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 blah. But he's got nothing to lose. Mm. And God, he does get the best, not just the best line, he gets the best bloody pages.
Well, quite.
He gets the best pages, but he has got something to lose if he's now got to go along on the ground. Because at first he was a pretty angel.
Well, it's confused because it talks about him being a worm already,
yeah.
And then again. But then you have this sort of problem with a lot of medieval things where things that haven't happened yet are referenced as already having happened. Time is an illusion.
Well, and given that we're talking about the beginning of the Old Testament, the first mention of the Trinity isn't until
God's got his plan. And the point is, the only reason they do the Old Testament, any Old Testament material, is to set up the New Testament material. They're not actually that interested in the Old Testament. There's only so much. They only do about six plays, and then they whack onto the New.
Yeah, but it's also got some of the better stories, the more dramatic stories to play with.
There's nothing like child murder and genocide to get the crowd going. We're coming round to Abraham and Isaac again, people.
Oh, lovely.
and the total absence of gentility, of kindness, of forgiveness.
No, it's all.
Don't want any of that. That's not good theatre.
Brutal stuff.
It's not good church law.
No. Anyway.
But I think there is always a question about Satan.
Mm.
Who survives, he still has to be warned against, otherwise... Church has got nothing to do on the other 6 days of the week. Mm. I mean, yes, okay, he does suffer a further indignity. But the question ultimately about Satan is, surely, is his pride broken?
Mm.
And the evidence actually is, no, it's not.
No, it's not. He's never broken, is he?
No.
Well, if it was broken, then there wouldn't be any lectures, as you say, in church
give
to the townsfolk.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There's got to be for that.
You've got to keep him in line.
You've got to set up a... As with any cause, you've got to set up an enemy and you've got to make him credible, whether or not he is existent or not. I mean, V-Day, becoming a vassal regime.
Mm.
The doom paintings on all the churches. The hell's mouth are all a great big cat or a serpent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and the thing is, when we talk about you exiting with a fart, is we can assume that there's actually a sulphur set off. They burn some sulphur at that moment, so they can literally smell.
Yeah, do a bit of pyro.
Something going on. So it's almost that could actually be a cue for the person setting off the special effect.
Yeah, I'm sure
because where it's placed just before your exit line twice, it's got to be a special effect.
Wait.
Right, Gotch.
Addressing Satan.
Yeah, follow that.
For your sin that ye have due. Out of this bliss soon shall ye go, in earthly labour to leaven in woe, and so we shall attest, for your sin and misdoing, an angel with a sword brimming, out of this joy he shall you ding, your wealth away is past.
And the angel with a flaming sword forces Adam and Eve out of paradise. I think that's the basic translation.
That's the stage
exit
direction.
God. Exit God, yes.
And flaming sword.
Exit omnes.
Beats Adam and Eve out of paradise.
Yes. Flaming sword. Always a fun effect. That I can't see that going wrong in any way, shape or form. Ye wretches unkenned and right unwise, out of this joy, hie-yo in haste, with flaming sword from paradise, to pain I beat you of care to taste. Your mirth is turned to careful sighs, your wealth with sin away is wast, for your false deed of sinful guise, this bliss I spear from you right fast. Herein come ye no more, till a child of a maid be born, and upon the rood rent and torn, to save all that ye have forlorn, your wealth for to restore.
The rhythm kind of fits a bit of Suffolk, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not pretending for a second that was particularly Suffolk. I think that was generic mumble. But it gives the idea, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyway, you've got some lamenting to do to close the play in a cheerful fashion.
The seraphim is obviously the equivalent here of Milton's Archangel Raphael. My money's with the Archangel.
Shum, shum, shum. Like, it's where you don't have a mention of him then going off to guard the Tree of Life, which is these.
And he, surprise, is starting to look like a real smartass. Ooh, might have ever played my hand.
Yeah. Maybe put the flaming sword angels there in the first place, rather than just saying, just don't go over there. I put a sign saying wet floor.
that was not an instruction.
Yeah. Right, anyway, shall we do the alasses? Rattle through these, I think, with some pace, because it's quite repetitious, I suspect.
Alas, alas, and well away, that ever touched I the tree, I wend as wreck in Welsom way, in Black Bush as my bar should be, in paradise is plenty of play, fair fruits, right great plenty, the gates be shut with God's key. My husband is lost because of me. Lev's spouse, now thee fond, now stumble we on stalk and stone. My weight away is from me gone. Right onto my neck bone with hardness of thin horned.
Wife, thy wit is not worth a rush. Leave, woman, turn thee thought. I will not see fleshly of my flesh, for of my flesh the flesh was wrought. Our hap was hard, our wit was nesh. To paradise when we were brought, my weeping shall be long fresh, short liking shall be long bought. No more tell thee, though, that tale, for if I should slee my riff, I slay myself.
Slay? Would that be slay?
Yes.
Yeah.
What should?
Should slay my wife.
I should slay my wife. I slay myself without a niff. In hell log to lead my lif. With woo in weeping dale. But let us walk forth onto the land. Lond, with ruth great labour our ford to find. With delving and digging with nine bon hond. Our bliss to bale and care to pind. And wife to spend now, must thou find, our naked bodies in cloth to wind, till some comfort of God's sond, with grace relieve our careful mind. Now come, go we hens, wife.
Alas, that ever we wrought this sin, our bodily sustains for to win.
So it must be sustenance, mustn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, our bodily sustenance for to win. Ye must delve, and I shall spin. In care to leaden our life.
Yeah. It's interesting. Wife, thy wit is not worth a rush. So rushes. So it's not worth a weed, basically.
Or in Satan's term, a tuppenny farthing.
Yeah. So yeah, I do love Eve's lamenting. It's so much more characterful than Adam's, isn't it? I just really like her.
He's a cipher, isn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that thing if you've given Eve, they've given Eve character because there's more to go on, whereas Adam.
Yeah,
nothing.
She's
you've
a
got the commonplaces.
She's a liberal metropolitan elite.
Yes.
Snowflake.
Yeah, I mean, we've got our first well away. Always good. Yeah. Always good to have a well away. I always like one of those. Always nice to get them in. So I'm going to count them now. How many well aways are we getting in? Because it's just that thing of how is that supposed to be performed? It's just this gym. Well away. Kind of thing. Woe is me.
It's very
swell, yeah. Yeah, so it's alas, alas, and well away. It's such a repetitive thing. We've got the two commonplaces, of course. We've got Adam as the gardener and you as...
spinner.
Yeah, as the spinner. You know, there's a lot of life to this, I have to say, for something that's, you know, 12 pages long. Mm. You know, that's... And it packs in a lot.
Mm.
And it expands when it needs to expand. You know, you've got the impression that they kind of needed to have Lucifer introduced, but that's all that first play is for, is just to introduce Satan, get him in there, and then get him out again.
And they're also trying to justify whacking your wife, aren't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right onto my wife, Bond, with hardness of thin hand.
Yeah, or thine hand, yeah. Yes,